Changing the tax rules on the childcare subsidy would encourage more parents back into the workforce and could add $700 million to Australia's economy, according to a report out this morning. It would be an expansion to the major taxpayer-funded scheme, but according to Alison Kitchen, who is the chairman of one of the groups behind the study, KPMG Australia, getting more mothers back to work would cut into the government's budget surplus. Alison Kitchen is speaking here with senior business correspondent Peter Ryan.
The way the childcare subsidy works has various cliffs, which mean that at different stages, parents can face strong disincentives going to work. You often hear barbecue conversations about whether it's really worth going back to work. And when you compare the cost of childcare, the additional tax, it's obviously understandable why people are questioning whether it's worthwhile going back to work. At the absolute extreme, people pay for the privilege of working more hours.
And when you talk about this childcare subsidy cliff, you're saying that perhaps even a single dollar can put someone over the limit where a family might lose all or some of the subsidy.
That's right, Peter. Once you trigger a certain income level, it falls away completely. So if you're close to that cap, just working for one extra dollar a year can cause you to lose $5,000.
And without getting too deeply into the numbers, what's the formula that you're proposing for making this tax treatment fairer that allows families, both men and women, to be able to get back into the workforce?
We're recommending a capping of what we call our workforce disincentive rate at 20%, and that's generated by a mix of increasing the childcare subsidy and reducing the cliff, so that it has an additional cost to government, of course, but it does enable people to get into work, generate productive opportunities in the workforce and, of course, provide a much-needed boost to GDP in a time when we're looking for stimulus to the economy.
There's always political talk about methods for getting women and men back into the workforce, and a lot of that talk really doesn't go anywhere. So what sort of reaction are you getting to this proposal?
We do intend to talk to both the major political parties. We genuinely believe that both sides of politics are engaged in finding ways to help women come back to work.
And as you say, there is a cost because this is an expansion of a taxpayer-funded scheme. So should the government be giving up some of its surplus savings to make this happen?
Well, we believe they should because it will create additional economic benefits.
So that's your message to the Treasurer Josh Frydenberg and the Prime Minister Scott Morrison, that the surplus shouldn't come at all costs?
Yes, that's right. And what we should do is use the surplus wisely to generate potential opportunities for greater stimulus in the economy and greater participation in the workforce for all people in society.
While I have you, the auditing profession is facing a parliamentary inquiry over independence issues and perceived conflicts of interest between signing off on the books and getting lucrative consulting work. Do you agree there's a perception problem here?
I certainly agree there's a perception problem, Peter. We recognise that whilst the public perceptions are there, we have a clear job to do, both to explain what we do and how well we believe we manage conflicts ourselves. Society's expectations of us have moved.
The main professional body, Chartered Accountants Australia and New Zealand, says the sector needs to, quote, swallow some medicine. So big changes needed given those problems with trust and integrity that stem from last year's Banking Royal Commission.
We clearly have to be open to if people's expectations have changed. We may need to have some greater enforcement and perhaps some clearer rules and laws around it so that it's not just reliant upon firms like ourselves to develop our own policies and procedures to manage those conflicts. They're perhaps enshrined in the law.
And that's KPMG Australia Chairman Alison Kitchen, and she was speaking there with Peter Ryan. And that study is also partly funded by the group Chief Executive Women.